I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Can you make it with Anna and Raven? I mean, I don't know how this is going to go. You know that I am terrible at cooking on the fly. I like to follow recipes, which makes my father very upset since he's a chef. But Chef Plum from the Food Network is joining us. You're going to tell us how to make some simple side dishes, but first you're going to ask us how we would make them.
Yeah, 100%. This is something I've been so excited all week for this.
Here we go.
Go for it.
I'm going to ask you guys a dish, and I want to hear how each of you would then prepare said dish for Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, you guys ready for this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's start with a delicious cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I would open the can, and then I would take the can, and I would slap it on the bottom, you know? I wouldn't let it, like, something stuck in the can.
Right.
I would slap it on the bottom, and then until it came out, and it slid on the plate in, like, a clump.
Right. And then I would take the knife, and I would slice it.
I gotta tell you, my heart just broke a little bit. This is one of the easiest things to make on the planet, you guys. All you need is one of those bags of cranberries. Add 2 cups of sugar to it, a cup of water, put it on the stove, bring it up to a boil. Once you hear it, literally makes this sound. Those cranberries start to pop. Turn the heat off, pour it in a bowl, and let it cool. That is how you make the easiest cranberry sauce on the planet.
Wait, hold on.
Too easy.
What's the sound it makes? I guess I didn't hear it.
Sounds just like that when it pops out of the can and falls on the plate, too.
Exactly. Yeah. All right.
Just like that. It's a vacuum seal
What's
being
next?
Broken.
One of the staples of the Thanksgiving dinner, delicious, buttery mashed potatoes.
Yes, I know how to do this one.
You start.
You get the packet that are usually on sale for 99 cents at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn it around and it says that you boil water, you add some milk, you put the butter in there. Then you put those little magic powder flakes right inside.
I like those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you take your fork and you whip it until it has a thick consistency and serve.
You know what blows my mind is when you get the scalloped potatoes.
Like, why do they do that?
It comes out in a powder.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, how'd that happen?
They have sour cream and chive and bacon.
It's
like,
magic.
How did you make that magic happen in this pouch?
Strictly magic.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is not going nearly as well as I had hoped. I just can't believe it. All right, mashed potatoes. Come on, guys. Listen, here's what you're going to do. You're going to take your beautiful potatoes, and you can peel them or not peel them. Put them in cold water that is salted. After they come and get nice and soft, empty the water out, and then let those potatoes sit in that pan until they start to gently flake away from themselves. Little layers of potatoes start to kind of come away. That's the starches separating from the potato. Add some butter. I used to put a pinch of milk, you know, or a little sour cream, and whip them up really good using the beaters that your mom would use when making a cake when you were a kid. I mean, that's the best mashed potatoes in the world. Not this box, open it up, pour it out.
No, they come in pouches now. Pouches, not boxes anymore. This is 2021, Plum.
Beaters my mom used the most were like one of her shoes or a wooden spoon.
Yeah, mine too.
She had either of those in her hand. I knew it was time to get out of there.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we should do a third one now, but all right, here we go. Wonderful sweet potato casserole.
Yes!
Or a mac and cheese. You guys can pick.
They lay like the sweet potatoes down, and then they just pour sugar over it and put marshmallows on it, right?
That's it. And you put it in the oven.
And then they hand me a spoon.
Right.
You're absolutely right. Let's just, that's what we're doing.
Perfect.
I want to cook those sweet potatoes a little bit first on their own, and I like to add a pinch of heavy cream to mine before it bakes in the oven. But yep, that's basically it. And don't forget the marshmallows after it's cooked, then melt the marshmallows on top of it. Mm-hmm. I feel confident that when I come to each of your house for Thanksgiving as you prepare this meal, it's going to be off the charts. I cannot wait to taste some packaged, pouched mashed potatoes. I'm excited.
They make them look like they got scallops on them, bro. It's crazy.
It's incredible.
It's crazy.
99 cents.
They're scalloped.
You guys are nuts.